The press lock bags from Velcro brand aren't like other reusable bags, because I'm pretty sure that these feature some sort of magical witchcraft. You can put all your important stuff in these, like a Star Wars toothbrush, a $20 bill, your makeup brush. Press and lock, baby. What? And of course, they're reusable. Come on, this stuff is way cooler than the next iPhone rumor. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a very advertiser-friendly edition of Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you in the most appropriate, not foul-languaged way possible. Let's get started, my advertiser-friendly friends. First story. Well, golly, here's some exciting news, everybody. Ex-Mythbusterers Tori Belleci, Carrie Byron, and Grant Imahara are joining back together for a brand new Netflix-only show called The White Rabbit Project. Rabbit, like the animal, like the boop, boop, boop. I don't really know what that was. That's not what rabbits do. This is awkward. Now, even though the show is not a direct spinoff of Mythbusters, it does seem like the style is pretty similar. Either way, I am really excited to see this. They say it will be debuting in December. So everybody, this is just fantastic news. We are just so excited over here at the advertiser-friendly Front Page Tech. Haven't you always wanted to be able to search clothes within Google and then buy clothes directly from Google search results? Of course not! Google is partnering with sites like Polyvore and LikeToKnow.it, which are kind of like Pinterest kind of styled things, but for clothes, I guess. So that way, if you search winter socks for Muffetsies, you'll instantly get photos and a purchase link in Google search results to go ahead and convert to a sale right there in the search results. Is this important? No. Will I use it? No. Will you use it? Maybe. Let me know in the comment section below. But guys, keep your comments advertiser friendly. October 4th, that is the date that Google will be showing off their brand new phones, what we assumed were going to be Nexus phones, but it turns out that they are removing the Nexus branding from phones moving forward. Little correction though, in the episode where I talked about them removing the Nexus branding, I said that they would be replacing that with a Google G branding. It now seems that that won't be happening. Instead, the Nexus branding is gone and they're replacing it with Pixel branding. So HTC's new devices will be titled the Pixel and the Pixel XL. At least that's what it's looking like. Also on October 4th event, we can expect to see some VR related stuff. That's pretty exciting. But what if Google was also working on like a follow-up to the Nexus 7, like their tablet? It seems like that is happening, but probably not on October 4th. This will be for a later date, but that might be manufactured by Huawei and be titled the Nexus 7P. Clever. That is very professional and advertiser-friendly of you, Google. Hey, my advertiser-friendly friends, it seems that Facebook is testing a brand new feature for a small group of users called What Your Friends Are Talking About. It does just that. It shows you what your friends are talking about. It's a small little box that sits on top of your news feed that shows you like popular posts from your friends that are curating more interaction and people are commenting and there's conversations happening, and that'll hopefully entice you to jump in on the conversation. Oh, goody. How do I put this in the most advertiser-friendly way possible? I don't give a fuck what my friends are talking about, ever. You might not realize this, and that's kind of understandable because on the surface of things, everything seems totally fine, but it's totally not. Twitter is actually in a very tough position. They have been for a long time. They just don't make enough money. And I know that seems crazy because like they are super successful and they do make an insane amount of money, but it's not enough. They're not profiting enough and their investors are super freaking out. They have been for a long time because there's just not enough money to sustain Twitter at the level Twitter needs to be at to compete with the other social networks. So this Thursday, the board of directors of Twitter are meeting up in San Francisco to talk about their plans moving forward. And one of those bigger plans might be to just get acquired, just accept a buyout from a bigger company, which isn't the worst thing in the world. So here's some people that might be in the running. Like 21st Century Fox, that those people are in the running, but also Google, which is like not exactly likely, but it could happen. They could like buy them out and bring them into like Alphabet or whatever the hell it's called. And then of course, Apple. Apple could also be in the running, which this is not me speaking as an Apple fanboy or anything like that. I just think that would be a really, really smart choice for Apple. Apple has like stupid amounts of money that just throw some down, just throw some on the ground and let Twitter pick it up and then bring Twitter in and boom, then Apple runs Twitter. And I think that would be a pretty damn good service if you ask me. I mean, Apple's Twitter just came back to life. It was like dormant since 2011 and now they're like active across all of social and they're tweeting again. Not to say that's like a sign or anything. I just think it would be cool if Apple did acquire Twitter, but I'm curious. Do you think it's a good idea for Twitter to accept a buyout? And if so, who do you want to see buy Twitter? Let me know in the comments section below. It is now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and answer it for you. Today's question is from Andy on Twitter, and he says, will AMD Zen be ready by the end of this year or first quarter next? Oh, Andy, let me just call my friends over at AMD. It'll just take a quick second. Hang on. Yes. I don't f***ing know. Let's try something new. If you want to ask me a question for this show and to be featured in an episode, ask me down in the comment section below using the hashtag AskFPT. So let's start bringing in questions from YouTube instead of Twitter. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter at FrontPageTech. Little heads up, the LG event is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're interested. I would have waited to report on that, but last time I waited for LG and to do anything and then to report on it, it was garbage. Just a shit show. I'll see you tomorrow.